Well, lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
And you're here with Leanna Wojniak and Rob Geary filling in for Dave and Faisal today. Happy weekend, Rob.
Yeah, you know what? It was a great week and we're enjoying a fantastic weekend here. And we have an amazing show to talk about, you know, some interesting topics. We have an amazing guest on to talk about where we are in the market and opportunities that are still there at the height of market hitting its all-time highs. Also going to be talking about maybe you are richer than you think in retirement.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't necessarily calculate their retirement savings correctly or think about it in a way that is maybe fully accurate for how they're actually going to spend money. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But on the market news side, before we get to our special guest on that front, let's talk a little bit about what happened in the market this week. Now, of course, it was a shortened trading week. We had the Juneteenth holiday, which was observed on Wednesday in the US. So a little bit of an interesting week there, 2 days before, 2 days after Canada, we had the full 5 days of trading. Anything in particular that caught your eye this week, Rob?
Well, you know, I guess there was a few of them. Earlier in the week, we got retail sales. And I know you were covering media this week, so maybe give us some highlights on how the consumer is feeling on a spending basis.
Well, it's a little bit of a different story between the U.S. and Canada right now, which is a little bit interesting. We saw some divergence there. We saw U.S. retail sales drop from April to May, and in May's number was about 0.1% growth in sales. So fairly slow growth, slower than economists were expecting on that front. Canadian side of the border, a little bit different. We got a firm April number on Friday. That was up 0.7% from month to month. So that one was, again, stronger, I think, than people were expecting. But the initial estimates for May were coming in at a drop of 0.6%. So softening through May. So that's a little bit in line with the US, but what that says to me is that in both areas, consumers are potentially a little bit under pressure, not necessarily spending as much on a discretionary basis as they were expecting. Now, the interesting thing about the Canadian numbers, having a bit of a deeper dive into that particular space, is that one of the reasons that we saw kind of the difference or the lower number than we expected was that difference between what the core number is and the gasoline and vehicles. Mm. And it was really a drop in spending on vehicles that caused the difference between those two numbers. The core number was actually growth of 1.4%.
So what you're saying is that consumers are starting to feel, again, the pain of higher rates. We're obviously getting that cut at Bank of Canada here now. Give us your quick thought on the U.S. and where they go on their first rate cut.
Well, that's hard to tell. Markets right now pricing in potentially two cuts this year. So it could be the next one, could be further out than that. But again, market right now pricing in potentially two cuts this year.
Fair. Another piece in the market that's driving headlines and thoughts for everyone, I feel, is that, and we're going to get some commentary from our guests here as well, but we're getting markets and indexes specifically hitting record highs. And we've seen it over the last couple of weeks, specifically S&P 500 and NASDAQ. So that's obviously being driven by tech craze, and we'll still call it herding into that space. And that has created a changing of the guard on the most valuable companies in the world.
That's right. The tech craze portion is an interesting piece because I'm not sure how much of it is craze and how much of it is just owning a large share of the market. Nvidia, of course, is who you're referring to. They are the new world's most valuable company. They touched a valuation of over $3.33 trillion. Really interesting to watch their rise from kind of $1 trillion to $2 trillion valuation. That took them about 9 months to February. From $2 trillion to $3 trillion took them 3 months to get to. So if you think about that growth rate, it's exponential at that point. But if you look at the amount of interest there has been in AI and the fact that they control 80% of the chip market for AI products, it makes a little bit more sense.
Fundamentally speaking, when we look at that company, it does make sense. It's pretty wild to watch, and you need to own those chips to be an efficient AI company at this point.
Mm-hmm. So again, doesn't necessarily, I'm not going to say it's necessarily surprising when it comes to, if you look at the fundamental portion of it and just how much interest there is in the overall, call it AI boom that's been mm-hmm. happening over the last 18 months. The surprising part of that is how fast that AI boom has come on and really picked up.
Well, I think the other piece of how it's picked up is what you're owning in an index. And do you know, I feel like the piece that historically we've always gone to with owning an index is diversification. Is that you're owning the top companies in the world and you're diversified.
Well, yes, amongst those companies in the index. So if you own, say, the S&P 500, you own the top 500 companies in the U.S.
So it's becoming a lot more of a momentum trade if you're owning these indexes here going forward.
So give us a little bit more detail on that when you say momentum trade.
Momentum trade, if you're thinking about the top, the amount of real estate that these AI companies are holding in these indexes, and they have been the momentum trade. If you're owning three companies that constitute a very high percentage, that's a momentum index.
That's an interesting point, because I think people see indices as safe havens in some way, shape, or form, because they are diversified. But like you said, if you have something which is market weighted, so weighted by the total market capitalization of those companies, it very quickly becomes less truly diversified. So then you have any changes to the big players there creating an outsized impact on the index overall.
Yeah, it is. It's a very interesting one. And it's a very interesting one on, you know, where they go. I noticed this one this morning on NVIDIA specifically. It's, you know, obviously part of the S&P 500, right? And there's now talk of it being included in the Dow Jones. Now, S&P 500, and a lot of these are, they're rule-based. Technically, you have to be of a certain size, a certain number, and then you are added, not the Dow, right? So are all these indices modernized, we can say?
That's a good question. And I'm not sure that they have fully prepared for the proportion of the market that tech companies take up.
Yeah.
Which is going to be something that interesting to watch over the next few years as more and more technology becomes more and more important to not just the companies that are tech companies, but companies in the market in general.
So the main takeaway on this is look deeper than the actual index that you're investing in, know what you're actually investing in, the underlying, and talk with a professional on this. Because yeah. It may not make sense for you at the stage that you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. Depends on your stage of life, depends on the risk that you're willing to take. So definitely worth having a conversation with a financial professional for that. All right, we have a seminar to coming up to talk about investing in retirement and structuring your portfolio for that.
You got it. We're going to hold our next one here in Calgary. It'll be on Tuesday, July 16th, 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
Yep, we'll be doing that one after Stampede, so we hope to see everybody there at that point in time. If you'd like to spend a summer evening with us and chat about retirement and structuring your investments for retirement and your overall savings for retirement.
Holding more than also just an index, right? There's other asset classes that we talk about beyond Canadian equities, U.S. equities, international, and bonds that we'll be talking about at that event.
Perfect. So those are all important things to think about. So we hope you can join us there again, Tuesday, July 16th, 7 p.m., morethanmoneyradio.com or on Facebook to register. All right. Stay tuned if you're interested about investing in retirement in particular. We're going to be speaking with EdgePoint Wealth partner Ty Busada about his take on market conditions and how to handle them over the next couple of years. You're here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.